Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Good stuff from Pierre LeBrun. Roman Josi, who signed the deal yesterday, will join us at 1:30 today. Chris Mason at 1 o'clock. Pecorine back-to-back shutouts last night in the 3-0 victory over the Blackhawks last night at Bridgestone Arena. They'll be back at it tomorrow to close out the month of October against the Calgary Flames. Calgary coming off a 2-1 loss last night in Raleigh to the Hurricanes. Nick Bonino getting his first career hat trick with the Predators, his third career, but his first with the Preds, and 51 shots, 55 is the franchise record. 51 is tied for third best. And as Hal and I talked about last night, and even with Roman, who came up to Barrel House after the game, you just kept waiting for Chicago's pushback, and the way the game was played out, you think it was about an 8-0 game or 9-0 game if it wasn't for Robin Leonard. But it wasn't ever a blowout, but it just felt like a blowout. It just kept waiting for a pushback or something from Chicago, and all they did was stand around and watch Leonard juggle fire and stand on his head.
I don't know how the best way to say this, but the Chicago media, everybody kind of gathers in the media room between periods. There's a little gathering, and there's a lot of chit-chat. You know, there's scouts, there's people from Chicago, there's people from Nashville. There's people that work there, and the Chicago people were just aghast at, like, I can't believe how well Robin Leonard is playing. Otherwise, this would be a total disaster.
It should have been 9-0.
It's one thing to have the 51 shots. Like, the Predators had 40 shots in Tampa on Saturday, right? But I think if you look at the quality of those
40 shots through two periods last night.
Right. But the 40 shots in Tampa were not nearly as dangerous on average as the 51 shots last night. They were all over the net. They were close range. They were traffic. They were difficult saves for Leonard. I thought it was one of the best goalie performances of the season.
Yeah.
Honestly, he deserved a star last night, even
he
in
did.
A loss.
He totally did.
I thought he did too.
And I mean, you give it to Bonino and Pekka, but I mean, how does Leonard not? I mean, he had 48 saves in a 3-0 loss.
I get it.
And Pekka, I mean, you have to give credit to Pekka for having the shutout, but he hardly faced any shots. I mean, it was
one of the easiest shutouts he's ever had.
And that's what he said. He said that after the game, that it was one of the easier shutouts of my career. So, you know, you talk to players after a game and you get their thoughts, but something that stood out to me when I was talking to Matt Irwin for the post-game interview was when I brought up Robin Leonard, like his face lit up of like, dude, that guy, I mean, he was on. Like, just giving credit where credit was due. So, again, 3-0, but it could have been a lot worse for Chicago. You can tell they're just not the same Chicago Blackhawks that they once were.
And they tried to shake it up, right? They made a trade for Slater Koekkoek. They made a trade for Olli Maatta to try to help their defense. But the defense looks like a mess right now. Connor Murphy is a decent defenseman that's not there. They're benching Brent Seabrook. They brought up this rookie, Gilbert, but they were completely overmatched, that group.
And look like what we talked about 3 years ago. Still slow. Right? That's what shocked us the most, is how slow Chicago looked 3 years ago. Well, they don't look much faster today.
Well, it looks like, now it's early, right? They have time to get better. But you ask the question, why does Jonathan Toews have one goal and one assist? I think that's a big reason. They're always in their own end.
Yeah.
Right? They're having to defend way too long. They just didn't have the puck. I think that's been a problem in a lot of their games. Remember, that was only their third road game of the season. Most of the problems they've had have been at home, which is unthinkable. So,
but I will say this. I saw a stat yesterday. Offensive zone puck time. Puck possession in the offensive zone. Kane is top three or four in the league.
And that doesn't surprise me, though.
I think he was top three in the league.
He's unbelievable.
Let's go to Bicycle Boy. What's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas. You know, Darren, you're right. It felt like the game should have been like 10 to nothing. But am I the only one that by the third goal felt bad about telling the guy that he sucked and that it was all his fault?
It was odd. I will grant you that. It's hard to say that about a guy that literally was like
standing
you said,
on his head.
Yeah, I'm probably being nice saying 8 or 9 because you're right. It probably felt more like double digits. It should have felt like Chicago just putting their tails between their legs and crawling out of here. Instead, you see 3-0, and you're like, okay, not that big of a deal. But if you watched it, big deal. I mean, the Predators were just all over them from jump. I mean, they had 19 shots in the first period. What was it? 19-6.
19-6, and then it was
the first period,
21-8,
I think, in the second. I mean, it just was, like I said, you just kept waiting, like, okay, when's the pushback? I mean, when do you see Chicago, you know, rise up and say, okay, enough of this, beat down? Never happened. Let's go to Nate. Nate, what's up?
Hey, guys. Darren, it was great to see you last night, first of all.
Yeah, good to see you.
And to be honest, I'm a little surprised that Leonard didn't call out his teammates after the game. And I know he's a backup, and that probably wouldn't look great on him. But, I mean, what else is he supposed to do? They left him high and dry all night.
Yeah, they did that.
Like, I'm surprised. Like, I don't know if y'all saw on Twitter or wherever you get your news. He was praising the defense. I'm like, what defense besides you?
Yeah, good stuff, Nate. Good to see you as well. Thanks for calling in. It just, you know, it's just one of those games. And look, they've been talking about 60 minutes. They've been talking about a complete game?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. That's what it looks like. Look pretty dominant.
The thing that's really standing out to me right now is, you know, through the first 4 or 5 games, there was concern about the penalty kill. There was concern about defense. And Peter Laviolette kept, you know, hitting that point and trying to bring that up whenever he spoke. You're starting to see those things get corrected. And there have been times in the past where if there's been an issue – a prime example, the power play last year, you just never saw it get any better. It just stayed stagnant. Yeah,
not for lack of effort.
No.
Trying different things, but it just never, they never found the solution.
Didn't give the effort, but yeah. There's just something about this team.
I'm just saying by trying to adjust. I mean, they tried different things. Just they couldn't stumble upon anything that worked.
But that's my point. I feel like that however they're adjusting to these issues, it's just better than it was. And I don't know if Peter Laviolette's changed some of his way of thinking, if Dan Lambert, all of the above, I'm just seeing a big difference in how they're adjusting and they're able to correct a lot of these issues early on.
Nick Cale, Dan Lambert.
His buddy.
Lambert. There you go. You're welcome. Have a great day. We'll come back, wrap up the first hour of Darren, Donick, and Chase next.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.